Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Sound Radar, Games Radar's video game music and audio podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Tong, and today I'm joined by Jason Michael Paul, a concert producer and the man in charge of the Legend of Zelda Symphony of the Goddesses tour. Welcome, Jason.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
I hope I got that whole mouthful right, but it's hard to believe that 25 years has passed since the first Zelda came out on the NES. So what is your experience with the game?
Well, just pretty much I'm 34 currently, so my earliest days were obviously playing Zelda amongst other games. I don't even know where to begin my experiences with Zelda. It's followed me through in my adulthood, where I'm currently at, and I'm actually seeing the music from the games come to life in these concerts that we're producing now.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty exciting time because, like, video games has finally moved, you know, from the 8-bit era, and now you can have, like, live orchestra recordings, and now you're producing these this concert series that, you know, features the live orchestra. So how did you get involved with this particular concert tour? Was there something that drew you to it?
Well, it was an idea that we had with Jaron Moore, who works for me, and we had thought about the idea of doing a concert devoted to Zelda only, much like I did with the Final Fantasy concert series, and it just seemed like it was a no-brainer, and the stars aligned, and we were able to, at the time we were thinking about this, I was having a lot of contact with my people at Nintendo. And from that point, we pitched the idea to them of having a 25th anniversary type concert. And it just rolled it out. It rolled out the red carpet for everything else that came along with it, you know, from the E3 press announcement, announcing the symphonic CD that was to accompany the Skyward Sword release, to concerts in Tokyo, LA, and then London. So we just got really lucky. I think it was just timing was everything.
Yeah, and so your first show was back in October. Mm-hmm. What was that experience like?
It was surreal. I mean, it was magical. I don't even know how to describe it, just being in L.A. and being in Hollywood at the Pantages Theater and the energy and the excitement from not only the fans, but just the energy from even Nintendo. I mean, they were so involved in working with me. It was just an honor and a pleasure, really. And then it just carried on into London, where we worked with the people in the European division of Nintendo. So it was just amazing.
The concert tour actually kicked off this January 10th in Dallas, and you're going to be traveling all over the U.S. and Canada. So are there any plans to expand beyond that, like to other countries and territories?
That's the hope, you know, but, you know, we're really just waiting. You know,
yeah.
we're patiently waiting. Obviously, there's demand there, and after the London show, we saw firsthand. It was just so exciting, and everyone just the amount of feedback and response that we've had from people all over the world has just been, it's just amazing. So yeah, hopefully we can bring it to everyone, because I think, obviously, you know, with the Zelda franchise, there's just, it's worldwide appreciation. Mm-hmm. You know, and it'd be a shame to limit it to just North America.
Yeah. And you were also key in helping bring the first Dear Friends concerts here to the United States back in 2004. And it really was one of the first to showcase video game music in a live setting with visuals and that only focused on Final Fantasy. How do you think that changed the landscape and how people view video game music?
Well, it just, before that, you know, really it was a very isolated thing in Japan. And I think it just, we were able to bring kind of the whole story of video game music to the audiences and letting them appreciate not only the music but also the visuals, but to hear a lot of music that you would only hear through recordings, but to see it come to life live, like, I think that is, I mean, that's really what it's all about.
Yeah, and you even bring in, like, the superstars. Like,
that's just amazing. I mean, that just shows the support. I mean, I don't think it has anything to do with me. It really just has to do with their devotion to the music that they're creating as well, because it's such a treat for them, mm-hmm. to be able to experience music that they had done, performed live by an orchestra and choir, and led by some pretty amazing conductors.
Yeah. I know Koji Kondo's a busy guy, but any chance of dragging him along with your tour?
No promises. It was such a treat to have him in L.A. and London.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't even announce it, because it was just one of those things where
People go berserk.
If they came, great, but we would just be honored to have him there. And mm-hmm. it showed up, fortunately, but it wasn't. It was pretty amazing.
I heard he's very shy. He doesn't really like public performances.
He is very shy, but he's just very humble.
Yeah,
and I think he's an amazing man. What can I say? All those guys, Miyamoto-san, mm-hmm. Aonuma-san, and of course Kondo-san. I mean, those guys are like the Triforce.
And then, so how are the crowds between the two series, like the Zelda and Final Fantasy? Did you notice any differences? Because I know the energy is different with each city, but yeah. What about in terms of crowds? Because they're all gamers.
It's weird because, I've been doing this for over 10 years, mm-hmm. and I feel kind of like a veteran of this game music scene. I think it has more to do with how I look at it because I'm older now, whereas when I was younger doing this, it was like, I felt like I was more connected because it's these kids are younger. I mean, they're it's a younger audience. But I see it's the same. I think it really is the same. Mm-hmm. The only thing that changes is some of the cosplaying, I think. Is
yeah.
More
related to the topic.
But I think, I don't want to say it, I think the Square Enix Final Fantasy fans are a certain type of people. Mm-hmm. I think Nintendo and Legend of Zelda fans are a different type of person, but I think they all relate. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I'm more impressed with the Zelda fans. I just seem like they have been very responsive to what it is that we're doing. And mm-hmm.
More vocal about it.
I feel like I can connect with them a lot better on mm-hmm. a lot of different things. And I feel more appreciated by not only the Zelda community, but also by mm-hmm. Nintendo as a company. So it's a better show. and the response is just, it's kind of, they just love it. And
what kind of feedback have you been getting from it?
We take everything. We take everything from positive criticism to maybe the visuals are lacking somewhat or they're distracting, which is normal when you have people who are coming to see this concert. They want to hear the music, not really. They're diehard music fans, which is kind of cool, right, to hear that kind of feedback. But, I guess the feedback we've had is that we're not coming here, we're not coming there, why haven't we announced dates here? What else? Lines are too long.
That's always a problem.
Those are really the type of, comments that we've had mm-hmm. and feedback that we've had. It has been very favorable. I haven't really read too many instances of displeased people, which is kind of hard to do in these days, So, but, I'm open to it. If people are listening and they have seen the show and they have feedback or criticism, by all means, jason@jmppresents.com, you can email me and let me know, because I'm the only way we're going to make this better is by taking feedback and hearing what people have to say, because mm-hmm. ultimately, in the end, these are the fans that we're trying to, do this for. So
and I really appreciate you being here. I mean, we are going to be giving away tickets, so you guys should pay attention to the end of the podcast where we'll have a trivia. So after Dear Friends, you created Play, a video game symphony, mm-hmm. and that kind of went across the globe. So how was that experience?
It was phenomenal. It was a great experience. I just wish there was more shows. It's one of those things where the more shows you do, the tighter the performance and the production gets. Mm-hmm. But with the way that show and the way that it's been structured, it's kind of chugged along. We've done amazing performances, we've had amazing shows, but it just kind of chugged along. And I'm hoping that with this Legend of Zelda Symphony, the Goddesses Tour, the people who would ordinarily present these types of performances as presenters and promoters will see that they should get behind this other project.
Yeah.
Because it's a great show. It features a catalog of music from all the blockbusters, including Final Fantasy. And it's amazing performances with visuals, and it's a great show. So I'm hoping that it'll spark that.
So working with these different venues and stuff, what kind of roadblocks do you find? Like, is it easy to get these shows booked, or like you're saying, like with Play, it is kind of difficult to get more shows, but how does that work?
It's one of those things where there's competition, and B, it's more or less just having relationships with certain presenters, mm-hmm. and word of mouth spreads because it's a very tight-knit and small community of people that present these shows. So it's just a matter of having, you know, the right people to be in the mouthpiece for what it is that you're doing. And in some instances, I even take on the risk and assume more of a promoter and a presenter role, much like I'm doing here in San Francisco or in these other cities that we've announced. But I believe in it. You know, that's not the best business decision sometimes. Yeah. But, you know, combined with, you know, these presented shows by, you know, orchestras and, you know, promoters. And then, of course, with these shows, I think that kind of creates a perfect blend of having a lot of performance.
But, I mean, it's still going, and you're juggling two, actually. So that must be a lot of work for you.
Yeah, I'm really busy right now. it's a lot of fun, but I have a great team. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, I have our own little triforce. You know, I have my guys. I have Jaron Moore, who's been a producer of mine for quite some time, who really has done amazing things. He's a very talented guy who gets it. He really speaks to the Zelda fan, I think. Mm-hmm. And he's a diehard Zelda fan. But he's very talented. And then, of course, I have Chad Sider, who has been handling all the music direction for really both of my projects. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been lending a lot of scores and arrangements to the play concert series, including Metroid, all new arrangements of The Legend of Zelda,
oh, wow.
Which is, it's awesome. And of course, Super Mario Brothers, he just lended a new one to that. So we're really kind of, that concert series, we're really working out all the kinks, and
yeah.
We're also updating it too, you know? So, it's cool, right? And it's just, I'm looking forward to Calgary because we have a whole new show, you know, with play.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we're piggybacking. We're going to where we're going to be going to other cities with The Legend of Zelda Symphony of the Goddesses.
So how long do you think the Zelda tour is going to last? Or will you keep it going kind of like the way, you know, Distant Worlds is doing based on just Final Fantasy music?
Yeah, I can't really comment on that. You know, I mean, I want it to go as long as it's successful. And as long as people are enjoying it, then I'm hopeful that that'll be the answer.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is I'm not, you know, I don't know how long it'll last. But I don't think I really want to do that like that. I'd like to keep it, you know, special.
Special like this.
Yeah.
Got to catch it once.
You know, and that's really what I felt when I was doing the Final Fantasy concert series. You know, when I first did, you know, Dear Friends, and then I did More Friends. That was kind of cool. That was the direction I wanted to go, where it was kind of not just a tour.
Yeah. So what's involved with putting something like this together? Like, how much say do you have in what we get to hear? And are you mainly in charge of the logistics of it?
I'm pretty much the guy who makes all the decisions for all my productions. You know, I mean, ultimately it has to go through me.
Yeah, it makes it all happen.
Yeah, I mean, of course I have to go through Nintendo or whomever I'm working with. But, you mm-hmm. know, that's really, yeah, that's how I like to... If anyone's gonna, you know, mess up, I'd rather it be me, you know?
Yeah.
I'll take full responsibility for it.
So what is involved in getting something like this show off the ground? Like, if someone was interested in doing something like what you do, it's like, what would they have to...
Well, I'm still learning, but it would just be really... it's just perseverance. I mean, that's really what it is. It's just making the calls, being able to make decisions that are... I feel like I'm experienced, so I have, you know, I've done a lot of this. I've done this for the last, you know, over 10 years. This is what I've done. So, but at the end of the day, you have to make decisions. You have to make calls. You have to hire the right people. You have to put the right people in the right positions to do the job effectively. But as a manager, I'm also looking at ways to give people the tools that they need to do the jobs effectively. And as I grow and get older, that's really how things are getting tighter, is by proper management of people. And also, it's like sharpening your tools. You know, I'm just constantly trying to learn from my mistakes and not do the same things that I've done in the past. So, but my job is hiring the orchestras, hiring the venues, making all the decisions, setting it up logistically, making sure all the parts are there, and hiring the people to actually move those parts and doing all that. And of course, creatively is also a whole other side of me that I do, and I'm constantly involved in the creative aspects of the show, how it's designed, like you said, from the music that's chosen to how it's going to integrate with the visuals, getting those visuals from whomever it is that we need to get the sources from, to making sure that it's edited, to making sure that the music is arranged and orchestrated and submitted to Nintendo for approvals to be incorporated into. It's just, I don't even know where to begin.
It's a long process.
To the logos, to everything. Everything that you see is I've had to do or I've had to produce.
Yeah, and how long was this kind of in the making before it was announced, like at E3?
Yeah, it wasn't long at all.
Oh, really?
It was just not, it was that like 2 months out maybe, you know, and it was just like, okay, here it is. And ta-da.
So have you been to the other concert tours like Distant Worlds and Video Games Live to kind of see how each experience is different?
Yeah, I have. I definitely have. I've been to both those shows. I haven't been to a Distant Worlds show. But when San Francisco Symphony was originally producing that show, they hired me as a consultant. So I guess indirectly, I was part of that show. But I won't work. I just kind of stay away from that. Mm-hmm. But I've definitely seen a Video Games Live show. I saw the first one at Hollywood Bowl.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I had a good time, and at the time I was much younger. It was kind of like, whoa, this is kind of weird, you know. But I thought he did a good job, and you know, I think it was really cool to see something like that pulled off.
It's different because whereas like these symphonies are actually a traditional sit down.
Yeah.
The only thing different really is like the visuals and like people come dressed up. So it's for music fans like who like classical music and they show up, they're like, whoa, this is a very different crowd, and with the cheering and everything.
I like the fact that I saw that show when it the very first show they ever did.
Video Games Live?
Yeah. So that was, at the time, I think they were using a pretty big orchestra. It was a Hollywood Bowl orchestra, so it was cool, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But then they have, like, the lasers and then the... Like, it's actually a performance, and then you have an MC even trying to engage with the audience, so...
Yeah, I saw original sketches of that show because, Tommy... I had actually approached Tommy to actually work on that show with him. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, so I was privy to some of the earlier documents, and you know, it was always going to be that kind of theatrical video game orchestra kind of show, and that's cool.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah. So it gives people a different, view.
Yeah.
So what else can you tell us about Zelda Symphony? Do you have any fun facts to share?
Well, let's see. It's a 4-movement symphony, which is pretty cool. That's never been done before. What else? There's facts.
Something that fans will, you know, love to know. Little tidbits of what goes on behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes tidbits, huh? That's kind of tough. Well, I mean, we have some of the cool stuff is some of the merchandise that's been created. Like, for instance, we have an original illustrated poster that's devoted to our concert series, which is cool. Mm-hmm. You can't get anywhere else. I'm really proud of that. We have some other really cool merchandise that we're creating that'll be kind of like a program book that's really done sleek and nice and has very interesting forwards by some of the people involved. Mm-hmm. You know, that's that. The show itself is just there's so much going on, you know. It's really hard to, it's just all everything that's 25 years worth of Zelda is there.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the whole experience. It's just, if you heard the CD that we did that accompanied the Skyward Sword release, that's just the tip of the iceberg mm-hmm. to what you'll hear at this concert. So if you enjoyed that, then, you know.
That should be more than enough reason for people
to
go.
I would hope so. I mean, come on. I mean, it was ridiculous. That recording is amazing. And the 3DS footage that you can download or just go check out from that recording is awesome, mm-hmm. you know, so.
Well, I want to thank you so much for your time and like joining me today and talking about the show. You guys have several lined up, so people can go to the website.
Yeah. It's www.zelda-symphony.com. And you can also visit play-symphony.com as well, which is obviously for play.
And now for our trivia question. What kind of symphony is The Legend of Zelda Symphony of the Goddesses featuring? And if you have the answer, you can email me at soundradar@gamesradar.com, and you'll have a chance to win
2 tickets to the San Francisco Davies show, and you also have some passes to join us at the after-show party we'll be hosting at Jardinere. So that should be pretty cool.
And that brings us to the end of another episode of Sound Radar. Be sure to follow us on Twitter @gr_soundradar for more updates. And if you have a chance to go to the Zelda Symphony, please let us know and share your thoughts. I'm Sophia Tong. Thanks everyone for listening.